As I said, we have interrupted the program of telling tales while our sweet daughter Tricia went and got one of our kerosene lamps, and which is some 45 or 50 years old, and she's going to let the children see how it was in those days when we didn't have electricity. Now, what do we mean by for this children see it? We were talking about the children seeing this by George, Jerry, and Tricia seeing their first lamp because they didn't have electricity. They didn't have electricity when they had electricity when they were children. Of course, they've seen these things, but they didn't have to get up their lessons by them. Now, you imagine getting your homework at night by this. You bet your boots we all did.
This liquid in here, kerosene?
Yes.
Which has been around for years.
Oh, I don't know how long that kerosene's been in.
It's the same thing that jets nowadays use fluid.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? Just plain old kerosene. I thought it was...
Kerosene is what jets fly.
Well, I declare...
Between kerosene and gasoline.
Well, it's more... gasoline is much more refined. It has it. Now, we're getting into very technical things. We did not have that at McBride in 1914. We had lamps like that, had them in every room. And of course, when we first got one of those lamps with a mantle on it, we thought we were uptown, one of those Aladdin lamps. And that lamp always stayed in the parlor. We only lighted that when we have company. Now, we had to come along with these plain old lamps.